The Cape Breton Regional Police Senior Safety Navigator says elderly people need more protection from scammers. Barry Gordon is encouraging seniors to become more familiar with technology to help them avoid being scammed. He says the scammers are using AI to harvest voice samples from direct calls as well as cell phone answering services.
Even your voicemail on your phone, just use the generic one that the phone company offers that you're not available right now. Because really all it needs is about 3 seconds of your voice in order for it to be copied and they can start making sentences up. So that's a valid point. And a lot of people sort of open their eyes up to, oh my God, you know. So, and even when you see these strange phone calls coming, if you don't know what the number is, please don't answer it. If you don't know what the text is, don't respond to it, delete it. If you don't know what the email is, same thing, delete it, don't respond to it.
Gordon says those responsible are scamming people every day in Canada using AI and other resources.
Like the stats that are presently out now that is enormous, like $700 million was lost last year on frauds and scams across the country. And that's a huge number. And it goes not only to seniors, to all ages. So we have to be very careful on who we're talking to, know who we're talking to, and remember the main things with scammers, it's an urgency, it's about money, and it's got to be done right away. That's why you have to take a step back and do follow-up right away.
Gordon is encouraging seniors to attend as many computer training sessions available in the community as possible and to keep an eye out for crime prevention seminars to learn how to avoid being scammed. Meanwhile, Nova Scotia RCMP are advising families to be prepared for scammers mimicking a familiar voice using artificial intelligence. Corporal Mandy Edwards says they're receiving many reports from around the province from people who've received a phone call from scammers using AI. A woman from the Cape Breton Regional Municipality has posted a message on social media after temporarily believing it was her daughter on the phone in a panic situation, but she soon realized it was fake. Edwards says families should have a code word that will generate a genuine response.
It is basically a word that's decided upon that when you use that word, the other person on the other end will know what you mean. But another way that you can protect yourself from a scam which uses AI to mimic the voice of someone that you may know is just to pause and take a moment and verify the information that they're providing you. So usually there's a sense of urgency or panic that they're trying to convey. And if you just take a moment and say, listen, I'll get back to you, and then make a call to the person who is rushing you to take action or send money or do something really urgently, you contact them on your own terms. Some AI can be used by anyone, and it does help us in a lot of today's tasks, but it is being used by fraudsters to quickly produce texts or emails or messages in a style and language of a specific person. So really, even if you're the most up to date with all the fraud techniques, there might be a chance that a fraudster using AI may convince you to provide them money in an urgent way. So it's definitely something that we're concerned about, but there is a few things that you can do to protect yourself and watching out for these specific red flags. So one would be if you receive a video, a realistic looking video of a public figure promoting an investment opportunity or other promotions that they don't normally do, unusual body or lip movement in videos. And then if it's a phone call, strange phrasing or inconsistencies, irrelevant content, an unexpected phone call or message, and like I said, it conveys a sense of urgency, fear, or panic. So what you can do to protect yourself is to trust your instincts. If something doesn't feel right, then don't take action.
Edwards says it's also difficult to know what's real or fake on the internet.
I know when I'm online and you see certain videos that you're like, is this real? And you do have to question everything. So take your time, pause, and verify the source of what is coming to you. And especially don't act immediately. Like I said, take a pause. And
Edwards says people shouldn't take anything for granted because scammers are even able to call using a familiar phone number that may be in your contact list. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.